Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. And, you know, America is suffering under a spiritual crisis, also a mental health crisis, and I think they're intertwined. And a lot of people are looking for salvation, but some people are taking shortcuts. And here to help provide some real answers, I think, to where we are and what it's going to take for us to be saved, even to save our nation, is Pastor Todd Coconato. His website is pastortodd.org, and he returns after several months. It's been a while since we spoke, but welcome, Pastor Coconato. It's great to have you on.
Hey, Mike, it's great to be back on with you. I love, you know, I'm part of the Brighteon family, and so I just really appreciate what you're doing. You're doing more kingdom work than I'd say at least 70% of the pastors in America. Isn't that remarkable? But it's true, man.
Oh, and, wow. Well,
yeah, you know,
that's
high praise. Yeah, you just had, you know, the Kennedy gentleman on that's running for, I mean, you've had some great guests, and these are tremendous interviews that you're doing.
Well, you're a great guest too. And you know, we had a very powerful conversation a few months ago. And since then, you know, the need for spiritual intervention in America is now more dire than ever. Did you see those videos recently along Highway 101? All the people who lost their homes are living in campers and RVs now along the side of the highway. And that's spreading. It's getting much larger.
It is. I mean, you know, I used to pastor in California for 17 years. We were right there in Hollywood, you know, right outside of Hollywood. And so I saw, you know, we saw California go from Reagan to Newsom. So you can imagine the change that we saw there. I mean, it was quite remarkable. It's a great state. There's a lot of patriots there. But unfortunately, because of the Uniparty and just all the horrible policy, now, you know, the cost of living is through the roof. Gas is, I mean, you're looking at gas prices like $7 in some places in California right now. It's just crazy. And so what's happening is the lower class and even the lower middle class citizens of California, if they're not on entitlements and they're not getting government handouts, they're finding themselves on the streets. The middle class is being wiped out.
Yeah, the middle class is getting wiped out. But along with that, there seems to be kind of a psychic fracturing that I'm noticing among a lot of people. People are snapping or breaking down. Our nation's youth, they self-diagnose as having a lot of mental illness. They're incapable in many cases of showing up for work, doing a job, taking a final exam. It's like a final exam is triggering and they can't take the test and they have to delay it and they have to go get a doctor's note for some kind of diagnosis of mental stress. It's like, whoa, wait a second here. This is not normal. Something is going on. What do you think are the big factors, Pastor
Todd?
Well,
I mean, you know, obviously it's a spiritual problem, you know, but the problem is, you know, I meet kids all the time that are on like 2-3 psychotropic drugs.
Yes.
You know, if you go to a doctor, they're being rewarded, the doctors, for giving out psychotropic drugs like candy. So this is what's happening. And if you talk about it on social media, they'll probably take your page down, you know, but this is the reality. I deal with it all the time. Kids are confused. They're gender confused. They don't have an identity because when they go to school, you know, when you and I went to school, Mike, I mean, we actually learned, you know, we learned English.
Well, speak for yourself there, Todd. I was goofing off most of the time, but.
But you know what I mean? Like, let's just say even before our time, let's go back to the 50s and 60s, maybe our parents' generation. I mean, you know, when you went to school, you expected to learn. Now you get indoctrinated and, you know, it's gone from the colleges down to, you know, elementary school, junior high. It's an indoctrination camp. And so they're not being taught. Look at the comparison of the children in China compared to American students. I mean, just look at the test scores and it's the deterioration. America should be like in the top 10. We're way below that. And so what's happening is we're churning out these kids that are uneducated and, you know, they don't know their identity. And then from the spiritual standpoint, the church has been like seeker friendly for the last 30 years. We haven't taught, you know, key factors of the Bible, key doctrinal, you know, core doctrine values of biblical morality. So this is what you get, you know, so we have a level 10 emergency problem. And by the way, every time they try to go after society, who do they go after? They go after the kids. So the kids have been targeted. And, you know, I see it. I have a 4-year-old, Mike. And I'll tell you, we don't even let her really get on YouTube because the algorithms push up all this weird stuff. So she'll be watching like Blue's Clues or something innocent. The next thing you know, you got some transvestite person on there doing a commercial, you know? So parents have to be fully engaged. And we're in such a spiritual battle right now.
Well, you're exactly right. And I want to get to that question of what's behind this, because, you know, you and I talked in the past about the rise of Satanism and demonic influence or infestation. And frankly, since we spoke last, I've only seen it get worse, where there seems to be this outpicturing of demonic forces, people on the streets, people targeting children, you know, actual pedophilia and so on. That, and sometimes it's in the schools, like your math teacher wants you to cut off your genitals, you know. It's like, whoa, where is that coming from? That it doesn't seem fully human in origin to me. What are your thoughts?
It's not. Clearly it's not. You know, I mean, we can get into some real rabbit holes, you know, about what's going on in the world right now. But let me just say this, to your point, any parent, this is not a right or left issue. This is a right or wrong issue. This is just a matter of common sense. Who in the world would say it's okay to castrate your child, your young son? I mean, that is the most insane thing. My little daughter, she'll come up to, you know, to me and she'll say, you know, I'm a bumblebee, or, you know, I'm Wonder Woman. You know, kids think they're like a million things. Now imagine if I took her to like the doctor and said, you got to make her look like Wonder Woman because she's Wonder Woman. I mean, of course not. That's a child that has imagination.
Right.
You know, this is where we're at in our society. It's so insane. And it's high time that people just stand up and say, no, this is absolutely ludicrous, and we're not going to tolerate this. See, the problem is we've been this quote unquote silent majority for so long, and people think that they don't have power. It's a small group of people that are steering the ship. And, you know, when you look at the research, I mean, 60% of America still claims, I'm not saying they actually are Christian, but they're claiming to have a relationship with God and to be Christian. That, of course, includes Catholics as well. But I mean, this is millions and millions of people. It's the majority. But yet we don't act like the majority, Mike. And so this is what's happening. And so we're letting this 3%, you know, this really extreme left group railroad us and push us into, you know, off the moral abyss. That's where we are right now.
Well, that's a really important point, where a lot of the churches, I mean, I've seen other pastors say, well, we have to be inclusive, we have to be tolerant. And I'm like, tolerant to what end? I mean, tolerant of mutilations? Is that what your church stands for? A tolerant of grooming? Tolerant of pedophilia? You know, are you going to have drag queen preacher hour next? I mean, where does this go?
Well, that's just it. I mean, the wokeism, it's a disease, it's a cancer that is now in the body. Very, very sad to say, but true. Where we're seeing entire denominations capitulate and cave right now. And trust me, even within those denominations, there's some real pastors in there that are pushing back and leaving the denomination. I know, because they call me all the time. But a lot of pastors that do withhold, you know, stand firm on the entirety of the Word of God and preach and teach the entirety of the Word of God, they feel like they're alone. They're often feeling like they're isolated. And that's exactly what the evil people want us to feel like, is we are alone, we're outnumbered, you know, there's nothing we can do. That's all a lie from the pit of hell. You know, if you think about it, when Reagan was president, he had just come in after Nixon, you know, had pretty much put us in one of the worst places. I'm sorry, Carter. Carter had put us in one of the worst places that we can imagine from an economic standpoint. We had people in Iran that were hostages. You know, our economy was really bad at that time. And Reagan, what he did was he basically issued a national repentance. And what happened was there was a return to biblical morality and common sense. And what happened in that time, we saw the nation prosper, and they called it mourning in America. And all of a sudden, you know, the Soviet Union fell during the Reagan era. We saw a lot of improvements. Our economy rebounded. So, you know, we've seen periods of time in our history as a country, and that's just one of them, where we looked like we were going off the cliff, and then the nation was restored. But the key is repentance. And the key is standing by biblical values and morals and not caving and capitulating. This is where pastors, they're thinking this inclusivity, like, oh, I have to be inclusive to, you know, all these ridiculous policies and, you know, all the gay agenda and everything. That, no, look, we didn't write the Bible. I didn't write the Bible. I'm just a messenger. But as a pastor, I have to stand by the Word of God because I believe it's true. And it's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and it doesn't change. And so, you know, if I wrote it, Mike, maybe there'd be some different things, you know, but I didn't write it, you know? So I'm just a messenger, but we've got to stand firm. And as you do that, you know, the church really leads. It's supposed to be the head and not the tail. Then you'll see a change in the culture.
Yeah, exactly. Let me give out your website, by the way. It's pastortodd.org. And people from that site, they can get to what, your videos, the Remnant Channel, your other websites, toddcoconato.com and so on. So there it is, pastortodd.org, easy to get to. Oh, social media and so on. But let's talk about lazy Christians here for a second, Todd, because is it okay if I just call you Pastor Todd?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yes. But so I hear from lazy Christians sometimes, which are people who say, well, we don't have to do anything because God's going to save us. And I'm like, okay, well, yes, Jesus Christ is going to return. And if you, you know, declare him to be your savior, that's obviously a critical part of being saved. But he doesn't want you to stand back and not stand up against evil. I mean, you're not supposed to be a passive puppet and just do nothing, right?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, even Jesus flipped the tables, if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, but here's the deal, okay? There, a lot of people, they have a message right now, like you said, God is going to save us, don't worry about it. It's similar to what we talked about last time with the plan. You know, everybody, you know, there's this plan and everything's going to be fine. Here's the thing, okay? God would have to apologize to ancient Israel if that were the case, because then there would be two different standards, one for America, one for Israel. The bottom line is, when a nation has idols, when we, you know, allow our unborn to be killed and murder, you know, the murder of the innocent, millions and millions of babies have died, clearly we deserve judgment. But I believe there's a remnant that's praying in this country. And that's probably why we're still here. Because if you look at the border, you look at China, you look at what's happening in the Ukraine, all these different things. I mean, honestly, our country is so vulnerable right now. It's actually quite remarkable that we're even still here, that we still have the global reserve, even though it's weakening and the BRICS are coming out in August. They're going to make some announcements. And there's a lot happening from a geopolitical standpoint on the world stage. But even that being said, we're still here. I don't have somebody over my shoulder that's telling me, Pastor Coconato, you can't say these things. Praise God. You know, we still are able to speak truth. But the problem is,
they've imprisoned Artur Pavlovsky in Canada.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, we're next.
That's right. It's so close. It's happening in Western countries, Australia. My friend, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, was arrested during the pandemic simply for holding services. You know, you could look it up. And praise God, he's been having revival ever since at his church. And they have church every single night, which is amazing. But let me just say this. I mean, the problem is, people think that, you know, everything's just going to be, you don't have to do anything. And that's not the way it works, is that the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now, there's two things in that scripture that are very important. He says, my people. So it doesn't have to be the whole country that repents, but the body of Christ has to repent. And we've got to know, the first thing that we have to do is identify there's something wrong. You know, we've made celebrity Christianity an idol. We made man an idol. We believe in this. I call it microwave Christianity, where everything just comes right away. We don't have to pray. We don't have to fast. We don't have to repent. This is the easy message, Mike, that they've been putting out there. And so it sounds really good. And let me just say this, you know, the Bible talks about tickle ear preachers, you know, and people want their ears tickled. Well, there's also tickle ear prophets, by the way. Okay. And these are people that prophesy things that sound really good, that, you know, it's like, oh yeah, that's awesome. If you look at the prophets in the Bible, most of them were being chased out of the town. People didn't want to hear what they had to say because they were warning and they were calling the people to repentance. And listen, that's not always the most popular message, but the deal is, it's the right message. And if we actually do it, God will restore our land. So there is a path to having the country restored. I haven't lost hope for the United States of America, but the truth is, we're going to have to get to work.
Well, I want to ask you about that next, but I love your metaphor of the microwave Christianity. It's like the microwave popcorn with the fake butter and everything.
Exactly.
It's like, pop it in, you know, 60 seconds, it's all good. Or however long it takes. I don't know. I haven't used a microwave in 20 years. So I actually had trouble using a microwave the other day at another location. I was like, how do you start this thing? I was like, oh my God.
Right.
Well, but we've got to figure out how to wake Christians up to the importance of this, because if we sit back and do nothing, we're just going to be overrun by all of this Satanism. And it's just in the face now. It's in all our faces right now. Just this pure evil on the streets. It's out there. I mean, it's easy to say, okay, everybody read scripture, everybody go to church, do this, but that's not enough. No. It seems. I mean, that's necessary. But what do we need to do beyond that, Pastor Todd?
There's a lot we need to do. You know, everybody's got a specific calling. I'll use you as an example. I mean, here you are, you have Brighton, you started this amazing network where people can go and hear free speech and actually have free thought conversations. Thank God. You know, everybody has a passion or something that God's put in your heart. And so, you know, you've done multiple things. I've done multiple things. But to everyone who is watching this and you say, what can I do? That's the biggest question I get everywhere I speak around the country. People say, Pastor Todd, what can we do? You know, we're the country's in peril. You know, we're so concerned. Well, everybody has an individual gift, something that God's given you. I know some mechanics in the area near where I live. They opened up their mechanic shop on Friday night to have Bible studies, you know, and they're impacting the community. I know a coffee shop owner in town, you know, they're doing mentoring and discipleship at their coffee shop, you know, they're believers. You know, we got to do something. You know, I know a lot of people are going to the school board meetings, the community meetings, and they're speaking up. We did it here in Nashville, and it actually got, national attention in the media because they were saying we were chasing people out to the car, which was a bunch of nonsense that didn't happen at all. But what was happening was that the parents actually showed up, and that's what they weren't used to is that all of a sudden there was like a full room of parents that were saying, hey, we don't like this curriculum. You know, we don't like what you're teaching our children. And they didn't know how to respond because they weren't used to seeing parents get involved. So this is right. The key. You know, it's the local action that has the national impact. General Flynn talks about that often, but that's the key. We just got to get involved. We can't be silent because when you're silent, there's a vacuum and then the radical elements come in and take over. So we need to be present. We need to be involved. Everybody has a specific calling that you can do. Of course, fast, pray. We need intercessors. We need people praying and fasting. The churches should be opened up. Pastors, if you're watching, open up nights of prayer. You know, we got these beautiful buildings, million-dollar buildings, and a lot of times they're only open on Sunday. That's nonsense. You know, God has given us resources. We need to steward them.
Yes.
And that means we got to open the church. You know, back in the day, you know, when our country was founded, the church was involved in education. They were involved in government. You know, it was a very present force in the American culture. And it wasn't weird. This wasn't a weird thing. The founders believed in this, in the inalienable rights that were given to us by God, not by government. We've strayed so far from that. And we're now at a point where we're losing our rights and our freedoms. And so if we don't get involved at this point, it's going to get really bad from here on out, Mike.
Yeah, I completely agree. I've got more questions for you, including, I think, maybe an impossible question. But first, remind our audience, what time is your show on Brighton TV?
Absolutely. We're on Sundays in the morning, actually in the afternoon at 1 o'clock. Sundays at 1 o'clock on Brighton TV.
1 o'clock Eastern?
I believe so.
Okay. So check that out, folks, at Brighton.tv with Pastor Todd Coconato, and also, of course, 50 plus other amazing hosts and guests throughout the week and on weekends. But Sunday tends to be, you know, a lot more spiritual shows and Christian shows and pastors and so on. And I'm so happy that we're able to carry that. You know, that wasn't an easy thing either, to make sure that we were able to have enough staff and just to be able to operate on Sundays. Right. But, you know, Bob Denny, I remember he called me one day. He's like, we got to have Sunday content for all the Christians. He's like, you know, can we do this? Can we do that? I'm like, yes, let's just do it. Like, whatever it takes, let's just do it. You know, yes. And even if nobody watches on day one, people will learn about it and people will watch. So thank you, Pastor Todd.
Thank you. I'm telling you, I go on airplanes and I'll sit next to somebody and they'll say, I watch you on Brighton TV.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing. You know, a lot of people are watching and, you know, the legacy media is, they're hemorrhaging because, what's happening with Fox and, you know, Tucker Carlson just coming out and, you know, pulling the Band-Aid off and exposing, all the corruption within the media, even the so-called right side of the media, you know. So Brighton is, this is what's emerging is the alternative media and more and more people are listening because we can actually speak freely. What a concept, right?
Yeah, and we are principled. And our principal driving force is not profit.
That's right.
Thank God. So that gives us the freedom to do what's right, you know, to do what matters for humanity. But let me ask you this impossible question, Pastor Todd. And I'm framing it that way so you can, I'm giving you an out in case it's needed. But I'm curious about the granularity of God's wrath on America. So I believe that America is going to be judged, but I genuinely wonder, is it the whole nation? Are there parts that will escape the judgment? Like if you leave a demonically infested city and you get out to some part of America where people still respect God, are you maybe safer from God's wrath? I mean, I know it's a crazy question, but how does it probably work?
Yeah, well, I think what you're saying is actually very wise, because to your point, there are going to be areas that are safer. I mean, think about like being in a city center in like Los Angeles or New York, and let's just say there's a dollar collapse, okay? I mean, those areas are going to be the hot points. I mean, listen, I was in LA during the LA riots, okay? You better have, the proper protection. That's all I can say, because there comes a point where the first responders are inundated. And that's why the Second Amendment is so important, because, you know, when there's a collapse of that, you know, I had it in the earthquake in 91 or 94, I think it was, when the riots happened in LA, you called the police, no one would come, you know? And I'm not talking hours, I'm talking no one. Like, no one's going to come, you know? So I think there are places, and I think people need to really pray and ask the Lord, you know, if they're meant to leave some of these city centers and some of these places. We did. The Lord actually called us to Nashville, which, you know, we pastored in Los Angeles for
good
many
choice,
years.
Nashville.
Yeah, you know, it's a good city. There's a lot of patriots here. It's a big 2A state. You know, there's a lot of good things that are going on here from a spiritual standpoint. And so I do believe, I mean, you know, obviously it's a difficult question to answer, and I don't really have the for sure answer, but I think there's a way that we can operate in wisdom. You know, if you look at what happened with the British, you know, they had the pound sterling, and the country didn't go away, but they lost their global reserve status. Then, of course, the United States got it and the dollar got it. So we've had the global reserve our whole lives. Now, right now, there's major cracks in the ceiling. I know you've been talking about it on your show. You know, it could be next year. It could be next month. It could be 10 years from now. But if you look at what the World Economic Forum is saying, they're saying that the United States is going to be one of many, that we're not going to be the great superpower of the world. And you already see China, which is basically being set up to eclipse us. And so there's, I mean, now look what's even happening. Xi Jinping's going around as a peace broker. I mean, who would have ever thought that, right? I mean, the U.S. and the Western allies are looking at China to broker peace in the Ukraine. That's unbelievable, you know? So we see there's a changing world order. We don't know how it's all going to happen. But what I see is more of a diminished United States, a diminished dollar, or even a completely different currency, which is probably likely. It might still be called the dollar, but it may be what happened with the British pound sterling. And so we need to be prepared for these type of events. Again, they might happen tomorrow. We shouldn't live in fear of it. But this is just wisdom, because if you look at the data and all the information that you and I look at, Mike, this is what's happening, unless something major happens to stop it.
Well, and just look at history. You know, there was a time when the Roman Empire was the most powerful empire on earth. There was a time when the British Empire was the most powerful. Now the British Empire, I mean, even their own people say their military could fight for 1 week.
That's right.
against Russia. They have one aircraft carrier, I think, yep. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And it's called Queen Elizabeth, which, you know, it's like, okay, it's dead in the water sometimes. Well, you know, history shows you the rise and fall of nations and empires and civilizations. So I don't understand how somebody can say, oh, it's just doom and gloom to think that America is going to fade from its global dominance. Like, what, you think that the way America is being run is going to last forever when the American empire bullies the world over its currency and just keeps printing more currency and is engaged in wars and occupation and military bases in 100 countries? You think that's going to last forever? You read history.
That's right. I think that's the problem. A lot of people don't. You know, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, and that's exactly right. You know, a smart man learns from his own mistakes. A wise man learns from others. You know, look at the history, and you can clearly see, you know, what's probably going to happen. But here's the thing. I do think we could have a soft landing or we could have a really hard landing, and that's kind of depending on how long they're able to hold this thing together. Maybe President Trump gets back in and somehow is able to open the oil reserves. And, you know, there's a way that we can kind of have a softer landing, you know, maybe back the dollar. I mean, there's always a solution. You know, I mean, imagine if Trump were to come in and say, we're going to back the dollar with gold. We're going to get rid of the Fed and we're going to open all the, the oil in our whole country, you know, the shale, everything, you know, and become energy independent again. And I mean, there's always, you know, bring back jobs, bring back manufacturing. The problem is that people think there's no hope. There's no way. There is a hope. There is a way. This is what's happening right now is planned. They're planning to bring down the United States as the global superpower. And this is where a lot of people just don't understand that, you know,
so you make it's a really good point. It actually takes a lot of effort to deliberately tear down America.
Yes.
I mean, think about all the people that are trying to crush the nation in the Biden administration or, you know, the banksters or whoever. They're sabotage of the food plants, taking down the energy infrastructure, all of it. They're trying so hard. They still haven't succeeded. That's pretty remarkable. If somebody were in charge that actually loved this country, and I know that Trump loves this country, I know that RFK Jr. loves this country, so there's two people right there that either one of them would could probably stop the hemorrhaging. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. The leadership that we see now, or the quote-unquote leadership, was kind of a joke, is really just beholden to the special interests, the corporations, and the globalist policies. And so that's what we're seeing happening right now. So, of course, it's able to be turned around. But I think that's why President Trump had so much resistance, because I don't even think he realized how deep, you know, the corruption was.
No, and, he didn't know.
Yeah, you know, so he, you know, just got blindsided by that. I thought, you know, I think he thought that being president, he'd have more power. And then all of a sudden he saw just how deep it is. So, you know, it's going to take a real awakening, but that goes back to the spiritual end of it. And so, you know, you asked a really good question. What's going to happen in the country? Here's the thing. The church is going to be here still. The church is going to be here until Christ comes, whether it's pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, the church is going to remain. And so that's the good news. And so if you're part of the church, part of the body of Christ, you've given your heart to Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the bottom line is you're a citizen of heaven. You know, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And the Bible says to occupy until he comes. He says he's with us even until the end of the age. So the good news is I can wake up every day, and even knowing all the stuff that we're talking about, I can still have a peace and a rest knowing that God is with us, and he will give us strategy. You know, if it goes to the point where everything gets just really crazy, you know, we could trade and barter. I mean, we could, you know, there's different ways that God is going to provide, just like he provided for the people of Israel, you know, in the desert place.
Thank you for that reminder, Pastor Todd. Thank you for that, because I needed that reminder too. Because you're right. God presents us with options. There's so many times I've moved forward in my own life with blind faith. And I was asking, how on earth does this ever get completed? How do we cross this bridge? How do we overcome this obstacle? And I didn't know. And there are things I don't know now. But time and time again, I found that if you put one foot forward, you keep moving forward, then the other end of that bridge materializes by divine intervention.
Yes.
That has happened again and again and again. So you're right. I shouldn't question. Because my faith isn't 100% sometimes, right?
I don't think anybody's is. You know, I mean, that's the good news. I mean, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with the faith of a mustard seed, we can move the mountains. So imagine if we do have big faith. And, you know, I just think back to all the times God's come through in my life. You know, I don't know if you know my story, but I was stabbed 9 times at the age of 23. You know, he spared my life. I mean, everybody's got some type of story and testimony. If you just think of all the times that God's come through. You know, and honestly, it's every time, because I'm still here. You know, there were times when it looked like there was no way out, no way that I was going to get through that situation. And yet God made a way. So that is the good news. Jesus is the hope of glory. And that's why we got to get back to our roots and our faith, because, you know, that's the key. Even those in leadership in this country, there are certain things that God will do when it seems like it's impossible. And that's why the nation has to return back. If the people of God, if President Trump, and I've actually asked some of the people around him to relay this message to him, but, you know, if he were to come out and say, I'm declaring a national day of prayer and repentance, I think that would be a huge deal. Because the key is that if the leadership, you know, even the leadership of the Republican Party were to say, look, we're in dire straits when it comes to where we are spiritually as a country, but we're going to call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says those who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved, you know? So that's how America became this great country that we are protecting. We're trying to stand up for, is because, you know, America chose God. You know, Israel was chosen by God. America chose God. But we've got to return back to that. And we've gotten so far from that, that we're literally shipping out. We're telling other countries in our policy, hey, if you, you know, abide by this transgender policy, we'll give you money. Or, you know, if you abide by, you know, killing babies, you know, we'll give you some. I mean, this is how crazy it's gotten. And then people think that God's going to bless our country. No, like you said, we're in line for judgment unless the leadership of the body of Christ and the leadership of the country calls the people to repentance. And we as a people actually realize, yeah, we've made idols. We've gotten off course, but we're going to turn back to God. And that's how we're going to see the answer.
Well, it's just that I completely agree with what you just said there, Pastor Todd. It's that the judgment, the type of judgments that are mentioned in the Bible are pretty large area effect type of systems, like, you know, burning mountains falling out of the sky, you know, a third of the ocean, what, you know, like, it's not very localized. And I was, you have a sense of humor, so I can say this to you, but another guest here in studio gave me this silver bullet the other day. Yeah, it's made out of silver. It's like a 308 Winchester round. And I was joking, I was like, so when do we start having to shoot reanimated hellish ghouls that come through demon portals? You know, because this would be really useful for that. But it's like, if we don't change, God's wrath will be unleashed against us. And I don't feel like, none of us will be spared from the effects of that in some way.
Right. Right. Well, you know, can I just be like super real right now?
Well, you always are that way. So go for it.
Here's the deal, man. When you get a certain level, and I know you understand what I'm saying, especially in the Christian world and the preacher world, you get to a certain number of followers and, you know, people start knowing about the ministry. What happens is you can get sucked in to this whole subculture of, like, you know, all of a sudden it's about money and power and likes and follows. And what happens is a lot of people dull down their message. Like, what I say is, this message that I'm giving right now, this is like a donor suicide message, okay? Because, you know, people aren't going to say, hey, Pastor Coconato's saying we're going to be judged. Let me go send him $1,000, you know? The truth is that people send the money when you have this, like, really hopeful, you know, oh, I like this guy, I'm going to send him a check, you know? But I just got to keep it real. I can't worry about the money, you know what I'm saying? And this is the problem, is a lot of people, they start off well and they get sucked into this thing and then they stop speaking the truth. And the reality is, it's not about money. It's not about likes. This is about, I mean, what I'm looking at right now is my daughter, okay, and what kind of country she's going to have. I'm looking at what are we going to even do 2 or 3 years from now if this isn't stopped in the direction that we're headed. So to me, it's like a very urgent matter to speak truth and let the cards fall where they may, but I got to stand before the throne one day. You know what I'm saying, Mike? So
yeah. Right.
Yeah, I got to answer to God. I can't let those other things, like, dictate how I'm going to preach or what I'm going to say, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I think I need to correct you, Pastor Todd, because I thought in Matthew chapter 13, verse 2, doesn't it say maximize your likes?
Yeah. Can you imagine Jesus going around and, hey, follow me?
Right, right. You know, selfies, Jesus. Get more selfies.
Man.
Yeah.
See, that's why people stop discipling. You know, the Great Commission, which is literally, other than, like, love thy neighbor and love, you know, show them your love, you know, because the Bible says we're known by our love, we're known by our fruit. But then the other part of it is, like, go into all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's the Great Commission. That word go in the Greek is ekbalo. It means to go out, to cast out, and to drive out. That's what Christians are meant to do. We're meant to go out. We're meant to cast out the demonic. We're meant to drive out the forces of darkness, and we're meant to stand. And this is why the church was targeted during the pandemic. They wanted to shut down the church because the devil knows the authority is in the body of Christ. They didn't shut down the strip clubs. They didn't shut down Target or Walmart. They shut down the church. That's why. Yep. And so the whole thing is, like, it's not about likes and follows and power and money and, you know, all those things, you know, whatever. If you have them, that's great. I'm not, like, judging you. But the key is, it comes down to, what is God asking us to do? And the reason why a lot of people stop discipling and mentoring is, to your point, they can't sit there and be like, hey, look at me, I'm discipling Johnny here at the start, you know, at the coffee shop or whatever. No, they're not getting any accolades for that. So that's why they're not doing it, you know? And that's so sad, because thank God for the one or two people when I was coming out of the world that poured into my life. And I don't think I'd be here today if they didn't, you know?
Yeah, right. There's a point where it has to be real to be effective. And you know, the time for just theater or just theatrics is really ending. And yes, we are at, I think, a tipping point, a very dire situation for this country. And also, I mean, I know you came out of the Hollywood scene. Yep. You lived in California. So you saw, I want to ask you about the affliction of addiction in our society today. Yes. There are so many people who are turning to substances. And I don't just mean street drugs, by the way. I also mean that, you know, regular adults who are on psychiatric drugs and they become dependent on those drugs, they think, in order for them to operate. And we become an addicted society, the addiction is to the wrong things. How do we heal that? I mean, because you saw a lot of that in California. Any suggestions?
Yeah, I mean, Jesus in the Bible, one of the things he did was deliverance. You know, a lot of people need deliverance, and unfortunately, not a lot of people are talking about deliverance. I'm happy to hear that it's more talked about now, but it's a lot of, you know, a lot of people are scared. A lot of pastors don't even know how to get somebody delivered. But here's the thing, okay? You can't fix a spiritual problem with a chemical solution. And this is what a lot of people have tried to do. So somebody comes into the office and, you know, they say, I'm having mental issues, I'm having depression, you know, and that's a very real thing. And so what the doctor will do is they'll give them this psychotropic drug. And again, I'm not against all drugs. I want to make that very clear. I mean, there are some things that help, and praise God for that. But the thing is that a lot of times this is a spiritual matter and it's not being addressed by the local church. And so This is the problem. So a lot of people have gone to, you mentioned a lot of addictions, opioids, fentanyl, mollies, ecstasy, you know, even marijuana. I mean, cocaine, I can go on and on. There's so many people right now that have family members, probably that are watching this, that have family members that you love that are addicted. And we're not even talking about it in the church. And this is what I think is happening, is that this is an hour for the prodigals and the misfits and those that were least likely that God is raising up in this hour. And it's not going to be the prim and proper person that looks like I call them self-righteous super saints. You know, like you said, that time is done. Like, people are looking for real. They're looking for authentic. We got to talk about these things. We got to get people healed. We got to get them delivered. That's why our phones are ringing off the hook. That's why we just had our first service in Nashville, literally out of the blue. In person, you know, I pastored in LA for 17 years and we came out here. We just opened a revival center here. This is like insane. The first time we opened, it was completely full.
Oh, wow.
Why? Because people are hungry and they want answers and they want the truth and they want authenticity. You don't need the smoke machines and all the hoopla. Okay. They just want somebody who's real and they just want to hear the truth. And this is a good thing. I think you're right. We are at a tipping point. And so maybe if we just start being real and start getting people delivered and start preaching the full Bible and actually doing what it says, who knows what God's going to do? All I know is that he says he'll heal our land. So I don't know how that's going to look, but I do know that he's faithful. The thing about God, Mike, this is the craziest thing about him. He is super consistent. Like, he lays it out exactly what he wants and exactly what he expects, you know? And it's like, you know, it doesn't change like every day to where we're not going to know. Like, he's laid it out. This is what I want of you. And if you do this, you'll be blessed and I'll give you my favor, you know?
Well, right. And also, he can work miraculously fast, right? So we can turn this thing around more quickly than perhaps any of us could imagine when God intervenes and helps us. And, you know, we don't have to do all the heavy lifting ourselves. I think that's a critical thing that people need to understand, you know, because even people ask me, how are we going to save America? And it's like, well, it can't be just us.
Right.
You know, it's got to be not just we the people, but God is on our side. And we need to ask for his help, his protection, his guidance, his wisdom in order to make it through this. And with that, anything is possible. So, and it doesn't necessarily take a generation to restore things. Seriously, Pastor Todd, what if a lot of what we're seeing with addiction and mental health and all the pedophilia and everything, what if that is demon infestation that is infecting people's minds, and that God or Christ could just appear and say, you know, demons out? And what if the demons left these people in one instant? They would change from that moment.
It happens all the time. We go to tent meetings, people leave their drug sacks at the altar. I see them healed. They write us, they, you know, tell us a testimony. My life has changed. My marriage was restored. You know, everything has changed from that one day when you gave your heart to the Lord. You know, that's the whole thing. What you're saying is the gospel message. It's absolutely available. And I think, you know, the thing is like, you know, it gets overwhelming when we think about everything in the macro, but revival starts in our heart. What if we were just, you know, I can't affect what even my own wife, ultimately she's going to do what she wants. You know, those of you that are married know what I'm talking about, but she's a great woman, but you know, I can't control her, you know, she's going to do what she wants. But the thing is like, if I am a good husband, if I am somebody who is righteous and, you know, the way that I live, it affects her, it affects my family, and then it just goes out from there. And so what if we are the change? What if we start today? And if everybody, I mean, you have a huge reach and your audience is, you know, you have a lot of people, like the audience that are watching, you could go and talk to all the people in your circles. Just think of how many people right there, you know, can be affected today if we get this thing right. And that's why I say it's a spiritual battle, because That's what God cares about. From the beginning of time, he's been looking for a people that trust him. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You know, so we can't change everything, but we can change our own situation by the way that we respond to it.
This is why I love to have you on, Pastor Todd, because you speak to people where they are. You know, you're never condescending. You're never trying to put people in a place where you think that you're higher than they are because you're a pastor. And we've all seen some of that out there before. Yeah. You welcome people to come in and share where they are and learn and, you know, advance their knowledge of Christ and God's miracles in our lives. And you are authentic and you've been through the ringer on a lot of things in your life. I mean, again, you were almost stabbed to death. And so, you know, the power of when God protects you and gives you purpose in your life, that's real. That counts. So,
well, that means a lot to me. And the whole thing is like, that's what I was looking for is realness. You know, I mean, honestly, I've been thinking about even writing a book about that, but you know, I've met all these people like, are you real? Are you real? You know, that's been what I've been trying to find even within the church. And I know a lot of people understand what I'm saying. And the truth is, I'm not better than anybody else. I mean, he saved a wretch like me, and I was totally messed up. And what he's done for me, he'll do for everybody watching. And that is the message of the gospel, you know. And the fact is, like, this is the reality. Once we get to that point, we understand, like, this is the reality of the world. There is a God. He is the creator. He's outside of the constraints of time. And, you know, Satan is a fallen archangel. The God that we serve is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's never stepped down from a throne. So it's a fixed fight. And ultimately, we're on the winning team. So imagine if we start acting like winners and we actually do what the Bible says to do. It would be a game changer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. I think that level of power and authenticity that in your message is exactly what we need. That's why I'm so thrilled to have you on Brighttown.tv and to be able to speak with you today. Any final thoughts you want to leave our audience with as we wrap this up? I mean, this has been really powerful. You've given people a lot to think about, but what's the takeaway?
Well, first of all, the honor is mine, and I just appreciate everything that you're doing. And secondly, I mean, I think the takeaway is we've tried the rest. Now let's try the best. You know, you know, it's like we put our hope. Look, I was very involved during the Trump campaign. I love President Trump. I mean, obviously he has some flaws, you know, but I mean, I did everything that I could in the political arena. But ultimately, what I realized is that the spotlight is on the church. And it's really up to us. What are we going to do in this hour? Like I said, imagine if all the churches in the community opened their church up for, you know, prayer nights and, you know, and they actually reached out and did what we're supposed to do, it would be a game changer. And I really believe that's what God's looking for. And so what we got to think about is, what can I do to be the change? And you know what? There's always hope. And that's the good news. You know, there's always hope. And, you know, we didn't even get into the rapture, you know, but a lot of people are like, well, I don't need to worry about it because I'm going to be raptured out of here. The whole thing is like, we need to do everything we can do until that moment. You know, if it's pre-trib, great. If it's mid-trib, great. You know, whenever it is, but I'd rather be prepared in my mind. And, you know, this is a time for warriors. It's a warrior class that God is raising up in this hour. And many of you have been through really hard things in your life, but you're still here. And you're going to make it. You're going to make it. So hold on. The best thing you could do is get on fire for the Lord and ask him every day, what can I do to be about your business today? And he will guide us in his just amazing way that he does. His sweet Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts. And we just do that. And if we do that, we're going to be okay. You know, so the key is don't get overwhelmed. You know, the only time you lose is when you give up. So we just keep pressing ahead and we just keep doing what we're meant to do. And God is with us.
Wow. Wow. That's a really timely and profound message. Thanks for sharing that with us, Pastor Todd. I think your timing is perfect. This is exactly what we need to hear. A lot of people do feel a sense of helplessness right now, a sense of even desperation about where our world is headed. But as you just said, we keep marching forward in faith with our principles. Do not compromise your principles. Do not compromise your faith and know that you are never alone. We win this thing. We win it right. Big and we can win it suddenly, actually.
100%. I mean, think about the part that a lot of preachers never talk about. We're going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ for all eternity. We're going to walk streets of gold. Like, we're just passing through here to live as Christ, to die as gain. So hold on, be encouraged. The best thing you could do is make sure you're right with God today.
All right. Well said. Pastor Todd Coconato, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mike.
Absolutely. Well, you're welcome here anytime. And folks, the website is pastortodd.org to get to all his other websites. And of course, he is a host on Brighteon.tv on Sundays. So check the schedule there, Brighteon.tv. And folks, heed this message. I think Pastor Todd shared a lot of wisdom with us here today. And in fact, I want to hear this again myself. So thank you. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. and Brighteon.tv, so that we can bring you messages of truth like this. God bless you all. Take care. And hey, God bless America as well. We're here for the long haul. Thanks for watching. Today's interview is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com, and check out our Silver Mouthwash products. I've got a couple of them on my desk here. This is my favorite one, the citrus flavored colloidal silver mouthwash that's on the edges there. It's incredibly delicious. And then in the middle there is the Bugs Away spray because, well, you know, it's springtime, a lot of bugs, and I can't even go walking outside without mosquitoes attacking me in Texas. So I use the Bugs Away spray all the time. Completely non-toxic, of course, no DEET, nothing like that. And with the mouthwash, let me show you on our website. We have a lot of different colloidal silver mouthwashes. We have different flavors. We have a cinnamon, and then we have this with iodine and zinc, different size packages. Again, the citrus is my favorite flavor, but there are other flavors to choose from. This one's just plain flavor. This is colloidal silver with cinnamon. This is rosemary and sage, and so on. So check all that out at healthrangerstore.com, and you'll find that we don't use any toxic ingredients, no synthetic garbage. It's all lab tested. It's all holistic. It's all natural health oriented, and we appreciate your support. HealthRangerStore.com. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.